Great to see you all. Welcome. My name is Steve. I'm the vicar. I'm going to think together on this Harvest Sunday about this amazing psalm. Now, about a year ago, we went on holiday to Cornwall as a family, and it was a Sunday, so we drove to a great church near where we were staying, and it was their Harvest Festival. And there was this amazing farmer called Roger, who was preaching. He was a farmer called Roger, and he was preaching on harvest. And let me tell you, Roger was on fire. He was. He landed on the table a bag of food, and it was full of root vegetables. Root vegetables, can you believe it? Now, I don't get excited about root vegetables, but Roger did. Roger loved root vegetables. You might eat root vegetables like this in a posh bag of crisps. Yeah, classy in Crowborough. Yeah, we are. But actually, Roger got out of his bag a load of root vegetables. Can you name these root vegetables, boys and girls, you watching? Who knows what root vegetable this is here? These are? Beetroots! They're lovely beetroots. Our Ukrainian friends love beetroots. What about these here? This is a root vegetable. Can you shout out what it is? Wonky parsnips. So Morrison's there. There you go. Parsnips. Here we go. Here's another one. Look at this. Oh, I feel emotional. It's the leek. Land of my fathers. Ar Hyd'n Oes. It's a leek. A Welsh leek. What about this here? These are enormous. Enormous spring onions. Look at those. That's a root vegetable. Let's put them here. Here's another lot. Oh, look at these beauties. What are these? Hey, carrots, we all know the carrots. Let's put those there next to my Tyrrell's crisps. And oh, look, what about these? These are smelly. Garlic's a root vegetable, praise the Lord. And this one here, you posh lot. It's a celeriac, you're right. It's celeriac, you can have it like in a mash. Now, those are just a few of the root vegetables that Roger got out of his bag, but he was so excited about the root vegetables. The point is that Roger, the farmer, loved them all. He was delighting in the harvest of the soil. Isn't that amazing? He was delighting in God's harvest of the soil. So boys and girls, I wonder what you're like when you go with your mums and dads around Morrison's or Lidl or Sainsbury's or Tesco's. They've got the trolley and you're walking around and you're kind of slightly bored. Do you ever lift your eyes and think, wow? Not just the root vegetables, but all the food on the shelf, shelf after shelf after shelf. Do you think that's amazing? Well, let's be honest, we don't, do we? We don't often stop to thank God for the harvest. That's what Roger did. He got so excited in that sermon that Sunday in Cornwall. He was on fire. He loved the root vegetables. He used to feed his family with some, and also used to get some of his cows to lick the others. Did you know that? Some cows like licking root vegetables, they do. He was so excited and he was thanking God. He wanted to say to God, praise God for all the root vegetables. Praise God for the harvest. It's amazing. And our psalm today is a psalm that gets us to praise God. It starts off, verse 1, praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. Verse 8, it says our response should be songs of joy. And then verse 13, the whole of creation's response to the harvest is to shout for joy and sing. Songs of joy, praise to God, praise awaits you amongst God's people. But why? Why? Well, just like Roger was excited about the root vegetables, so this psalmist is full of praise to God for his amazing provision. And this morning I've got for you 2 P's and 2 F's. Over dinner, I want you to discuss what were the 2 P's and what were the 2 F's. And they're not these sorts of P's, no, as nice as they are. They are different P's in our passage. And actually, the psalmist praises God right in the center of our passage in verses 5 to 8 for God's power. For God's power. God is the creator of the world and all that's in it. Boys and girls, power means God is strong, he is mighty, he is able. Look at verse 6, it says, You who formed the mountains by your power. Think of the mountains and how amazing. Now think of Kilimanjaro in Kenya. That's a massive mountain. Think of Snowdon in Welsh Wales. That's a fantastic mountain. Think of Everest in Tibet. That's an enormous mountain, the biggest mountain in the world. You know, the other day I got a present for my birthday, this book called Facing Up by Bear Grylls about his climb up Everest. And it's an amazing book. It's a page turner. I couldn't put it down. And he's a Christian. Look at what he wrote in one of the chapters. My eyes and my heart were for the summit. That's the top. And my dream was to reach it with the person who had created it. I wanted this to be my journey. He looked at the mountain, he knew that God created it, that God was mighty and powerful, and he wanted to travel up Everest with the God who made it helping him. God is so powerful. What a wonderful, powerful God we've got. But it's not just the mountains where we see his power. We see it in the seas, the roaring waves, verse 7. And we see God's power is that he can still the roaring of the seas. Amazing. Remember Jesus in the boat? Terrible big storm going on. The disciples are petrified. They think they're going to drown and die. And Jesus just stands up and he says to the storm, peace be still. And boom! The storm stops. The storm is stilled. It turns into a millpond at the power of the mighty God, the Son of God. God is so powerful, he can calm the storms. What should the impact be of the power of God? It's this. Watch my face. Your jaw should drop with wonder. That's verse 8, isn't it? The whole earth is filled with awe and wonder at God's amazing power. Verse 8, it talks about the morning, the dawn. That's from the start of the day until the evening, when evening comes and fades. That's the end of the day, and we see all of God's power and wonder, the mighty Lord. And it should call forth from our hearts, verse 8, songs of joy. Praise God for his power. Praise God for his power. He is mighty. He's so powerful. But look at the next P. Praise God for all that he provides. Praise God for all that he provides. And that's these two F's here. Praise God for his power. Praise God for all he provides. And the first F is he provides food. Look at that list in verse 9. You care for the land and you water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide people with corn. So listen to this. I'm going to drench our burrows with water. Listening in. Can you hear this? He drenches it, and look at this miracle. He makes the corn grow! He sends the rain, and he makes the corn to grow. God is so mighty and so powerful. He is amazing. He provides food. In fact, the reason that Roger has got so many root vegetables is because God made it grow. Look at verse 11. You, that's the Lord, crown the year with its bounty and your carts overflow with abundance. With loads of good stuff. Not just vegetables that God has provided. He's also provided animals. Look at verse 9. You care for the land. Where is it? Can you see the animals? Verse 13, thank you so much. The meadows are covered with flocks. God gave us sheep, not just to love, but to eat, if you're not a vegetarian. He gave us sheep. He also gave us sheep so we could make clothes. So whether you're a veggie or a carnival, or whether you enjoy knitting, then will you see what God in His splendor has provided for you? He's provided so much. Do you know, so often in life, we go around, don't we, like this? Go around like this. Utterly blind to all the things that God has blessed us with. Friends, don't be blind to what God has given us in His goodness. For when you sit down to eat, or when you sit down to knit, do say, praise God. Praise you, God, for your power, your provision of food, all that we need. But it's not just praise God for His power, His provision of food. We also say, praise God who made the beetroots and the leeks, and that we can be friends with this powerful God. Praise God for providing food, but also for providing friendship. Do you see that in the opening verses, verse 3? When we were overwhelmed by our sins, you forgave our transgressions. You see, all the bad things we do, including the ways that we often ignore the bounty of God's creation, we don't say thank you like Roger for beetroots and leeks. All those ways we reject God and are ungrateful, they're our sins and they overwhelm us. They stop us being God's friends. But look at the great news of this psalm, verse 3. When we felt overwhelmed by our sins that cut us off from you, you forgave our transgressions. God provided a way of forgiveness. We know what the psalmist didn't know, don't we? We know that through the death of Jesus Christ and His resurrection, that forgiveness can be brought. That word forgiveness speaks about atonement, of the price being paid. Friends, no need to be overwhelmed by your sin or feel cut off from God. There is a provision of friendship through the cross. Verse 3, when we were overwhelmed by our sins, you, Lord, forgave us. And because of that, we can have friendship that will last forever and ever and ever. And that means we can talk to God, you who answer prayer. We can know God and be His friends. How blessed we are, verse 4, when we're chosen by Him and brought into His family. What a massive blessing friendship is. Isn't that amazing? Today we praise God for His power, His provision of food and family. And the friends, don't get the wrong F. I'm very glad for my family, but that's not the point. Friends, friends. Praise God for that. Now, Roger, a year ago, he knew that when he saw his root veg and those carts overflowing on the farm with crops and food and fruit, that God deserves our praise. And friends, this psalm reminds me and reminds you of what we need to be reminded of. Every time we see a celeriac, or we see a sheep, or a beautiful view, or the amazing sea, our hearts should not just say, that is amazing. Our hearts should say, praise God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. That's what this psalm tells us to do, isn't it? Right throughout, the right response to His power and His provision is praise. Praise awaits you, O God. Verse 8, songs of joy in our hearts. Verse 13, with creation we shout for joy and we sing. How's your heart this morning, boys and girls? How's your heart grown? Are you full of praise? Are you thankful? We should be. We should be sorry if we're not. Why don't we thank God now as we praise God for His... and we thank God for His... of... and thank you. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, for this beautiful psalm, the way that it calls us to praise you on this Harvest Sunday for your mighty power, your amazing provision of all that we need, and the friendship with you, Lord God. What a joy to know the God who made the carrots, who created the mountains, who calms the storms. Thank you, Lord God, that we can be your friends because Jesus paid for our sins. We want to praise you. Sorry we don't praise you enough. Forgive us. Fill our hearts with praise today. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.